Hello to all my guys, girls, guys, and everybody in between. Welcome to the Shaylee Showcase. I am your host, with the mostest of the show. I'm going to lead the hardest woman in podcasting, Miss Katie Kinsey Bay.
Baby.
Joining me, of course, my lovely co-host, the Young Bucks Nation sensation, the fire breathing, the Rhodes family eating, the spice of life, the sassiest senor. That I know, the Hangman Adam Page to my whittle devil Adam Cole, baby. Miss Why do you see Savannah?
How are you?
I'm good, surprisingly. Like, I'm on spring break, and I was, you know, before spring break, I was like, I'm gonna be proactive and do some of the work that I have due when it's back, like when we come back. No, I was like, you know what? Come Monday, I was like, fuck it, I'll do it over the weekend. It's my spring break. I'm going to take a
fucking enjoy break. It.
And enjoy even it. Then, I've had a personal project that I've been working on for spring break.
I've seen.
Yes. I stayed up till 3 last night or this morning. But it was so worth it. So worth it. I poked my freaking finger with the needle so many times, but it's okay.
Aye, child.
Surprisingly, no blood.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I would stab myself and I'll be like, ow, and then I would look and there was no blood. I was like, oh, okay, I'll just keep going then. I'm vaccinated for tetanus. It's fine.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. You don't got anything to worry about.
If that's it, then that's all we need. Crazy. I want to thank everybody for joining us live, whether it's twitch.tv/ShaylieSHowcase, where you can follow the channel so you get notified when we go live here. You can subscribe using that Amazon Prime money. You know what I'm saying? You got Prime
use
Gaming.
Use Bezos money on us.
Bezos don't need it. We need it. Come on.
Give me what I want.
It's Women's History Month.
Give me what
Give
I want.
Give it to us. That too. Give me what I want.
Just do it. Yes, you can.
Honestly, like for realsies. But, you know, if you don't have Prime or Prime Gaming, I get that. I understand. But you can go to youtube.com/ShaylieSHowcase, where you can also watch us live. Hey, free to subscribe, to like, to comment, to watch the previous VODs before, you know, like the pre-show. We don't do post shows anymore because like we're busy and like
I'm tired, man. So by the end of it, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of pooped. I'm just gonna lay down.
Bro, oh god, I'm exhausted. Come on.
Yeah, man. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired from putting on a show.
I'm so tired from performing for people. Crazy. Shit. Careful. I just pulled mine forward.
I'm like,
she's doing hair flips. The hair's going forward for me. But if you want to spend some monies, you can go to a few places to do that. One, patreon.com/ShaylieSHowcase. You can get non-wrestling content. You know, like, because we talk about wrestling, we like wrestling, da 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 da. But do we just talk about something that isn't wrestling? I know. Crazy God. $3 a month. It'll get you stuff. I promise. It's fun.
$3.
$3.
You can't even get yourself a side of fries for $3 anymore. Inflation's horrible. So might as well just subscribe to the Patreon.
Might as well, right? You know what I'm saying? And while you're spending monies, ShaylieSHowcase.com. I just added this during the intro.
All right.
You can go on here. It is our merch website. You know what I'm saying? You want to buy some merch, support your girls? That's us. It's Women's Month, guys. If you use Women24, you get 15% off your order. So, like, you get to support us, support women, and you get cute stuff. Buy a sticker, for fuck's sake. I don't care. Just buy something, please. Jesus.
Sounds like a good deal.
Sounds like a great deal to me.
Yeah. Don't believe us? Just go buy it for yourself and you'll see.
Don't believe us? Go look. Like, yeah. And look at all these little emoji thingies that aww, they're putting on the Twitch chat. Hi, Allison.
What's up, Allison?
And, of course, Matt, Vince, Sarah. Love you guys. Thanks for being here.
Sarah's the one who sent the Jell-O recipe, right? The Jell-O shot recipe?
Yes.
I have officially prepared them for tomorrow. Oh, I do not know how they came out. But
well, you have to let us know next week how they went.
I will, yeah. I'll make sure.
That is her out assignment. Thank you. My hair got stuck.
My homework for this week, for next week's ShaylieSHowcase.
Savannah, did you see I found the long lost Young Buck's brother?
I did not see. If you talked about it on Twitter, I am like almost never on Twitter.
Yeah, Savannah's rarely on the tweet sphere, which I don't blame her.
Yeah, I'm like, Twitter just makes me upset. Like,
mood.
I don't know. Like, I won't go into it. But yeah, like, just people Twitter's are just, yeah, people are, and I've had like some friends like talking about, like, oh, I need to make a Twitter. I'm like, if you want to join the cesspool, go right ahead. But there's a reason why I'm not active on it. Unless like some drama's happening or if Instagram's down, yeah, I'll go to Twitter and I'll just,
yeah, I'll scroll. She said, I'm sure they will be amazing.
I think the virgin ones will because, I mean, you just follow the freaking box. It's literally just Jell-O. But yeah. I send it on IG. Okay. But the non-virgin ones.
The alcoholic ones?
Yeah.
The non-virgin ones. Imagine that's if that's how things were talked about. It's like the virgin.
Hey,
the
he does look like the long-lost brother. He's an EVP. An honorary EVP, which I'm surprised Okada isn't at this point, but we'll get to that.
Give him a week. Give him a week. What up, Jess? Welcome to the show. Now, look, we got our whole squad here. I think it's time to dive right in here for these news and rumors. I don't have a lot. Like, not a whole hell of a lot was going on.
No, I was going to say, they kind of sort of mellowed out for a bit. It's like they knew I was out of town for the weekend, so they're like, we'll take it easy.
Like, they knew that, like, you guys need to fucking chill out for a week. Like, Jesus. To be fair, through Twitter is true.
That is true, but for me, it's actually the opposite. Instagram is where I got a lot of my friends, so that's why I'm a lot always on Instagram. I also just don't get engagement on Twitter. It's because I don't go looking for it. Like, I will, again, I'll mostly just reply to Kenny Omega and, like, the Young Bucks. That's it. That's my engagement.
I saw a tweet. It might have been from Haley. And it was just like, I don't care if anybody likes my tweet. I'm just going to tweet for me. And that's what I do. I just tweet into the ether. And if I get a response, cool. If not, I don't give a fuck. I'm tweeting. Why not?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just like,
get my feelings out there. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so. I believe it was like right after our show last week. Dominic Mysterio got married.
Yes, I saw that. Really cute. That was
cute. You could have waited like a few more, like push it like a little forward.
Or just done it a day earlier.
Really? Really? All right. And so congratulations to Dominic and his new bride. Shout out to the homie Dirty Dom for his whole union of his girlfriend of 12 plus years, which is actually
that's amazing. Really, that's commitment.
That is commitment. And like, listen, Austin Theory and Damian Priest were groomsmen and the wedding. He got booed at his own wedding.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was it Tom or Nick who got married?
Oh, that's a good question. We should ask.
I wish R-Truth officiated or crashed the wedding or something.
Oh, that'd be so funny. And like, I saw a lot of people being like, I'm surprised there weren't like more wrestlers there. We're like, yeah, it's like a Thursday. A lot of them probably be at SmackDown. He also might not have wanted everyone there.
Not just that, but like, here's the thing: Hispanic people already have a bunch of fucking family they need to invite already. So you got to get the family first. And usually weddings, especially with my family, are a big deal, like a really big deal. So you got to invite all your family first, or else, because. Again, it's just like the politics, the family politics. Like, well, if you invite this person, you gotta invite this person. Or if you don't invite this person, they'll get offended. So yeah, you gotta get, gotta make sure you get all the family before you get to friends.
I get that.
Your friends are your wedding party.
Vince can verify this. He is getting married, so he understands.
Right.
He mean Melissa. So, you know,
you got to invite everyone or else you're going to upset someone and they're never going to forgive you if you don't invite them. So you got to get everybody, even relatives you may not even have met. They will get offended because they know who you are, but you may not know who they are. That's just how it be. Mexican families are big as fuck and you got to invite everybody. Everybody.
Yep. True.
So maybe that's why. Who knows? But
maybe. So obviously, congrats. Domina's. The
Tom
misses,
and Nick.
Tom and Nick and the misses. Then we got some more Hall of Fame inductees.
Yeah, I saw
they're bringing these out as they should. I don't remember how long it was or where it actually came from. Somebody like made a list of like the people who were gonna be inducted and like who they thought, and so far everyone has been correct on that list. So I'm a little suspicious because I saw a name on there, and I saw Bray's name, but I think Bray should be a headliner.
I believe he should be a headliner too. And just so like Bray doesn't overshadow Paul Heyman, and then vice versa. Like Paul Heyman doesn't overshadow Bray. I think Bray deserves, both Paul Heyman and Bray deserve their own like headline.
Exactly.
Hall of Fame, like position spots.
But we are getting the U.S. Express.
I did see that.
Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham. So we're getting a little piece of Bray in some way, shape, or form in the Hall of Fame this year. So that was cool. And like Triple H like was on like a Zoom call, Skype call, whatever it might have been.
Video chat.
A video chat for the for the boomers.
Skype for the millennials. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess it would have been. It was like Skype and then Zoom, and now it's StreamYard chat up.
It was for me. It was like Skype, and then FaceTime. Like he just, I don't know. Everyone, and then because of COVID, it was Zoom.
Honestly, shout out. It wasn't. Now the pandemic may have ruined everything for like everybody. But that's the reason I started podcasting. So like,
that's the reason why I started podcasting, because I met Katie, and if Katie wouldn't have met me and Katie wouldn't have started podcasting, I would not be here right now talking about being the Rhodes family eating.
You know, just that fun stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's knock out these other two inductees. Yeah. Wrong thing. I'm like the fucking Oscars.
I know, right?
Inductees.
And the inductee goes to
Muhammad Ali is gonna be in the Hall of Fame this year. A lot of people were like, and I'm one of those people, if Hulk Hogan's ass is anywhere in that building on site, I don't want him here. No. Fuck you, Terry. Don't. No. No.
You gotta talk about one more match too.
This old motherfucker. If you talk about me.
Give me Hogan versus Flair. Instead of
somebody better
in an I Quit Life match.
I Quit Life, honestly.
Dude, I was like in the mood, but yeah.
Jesus, I'm trying to get that point, you know what I'm saying? Please, I want a point. In my certain pool of the non-living. If you know, you know. Yeah, Muhammad Ali was at the first WrestleMania, like well deserved. Which is, actually fucking crazy.
Which I was going to say, I was like 40 years, I think like, you know, at a milestone WrestleMania, like stuff like that would be really good. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, 100%. Like, no, excuse me. Like, Muhammad Ali being inducted, US Express 2, and the one that was announced yesterday? I don't know. I get my days confused. Thunderbolt Patterson. Now, we are in the younger side. I did not know who this was. I did some research, and thanks to a lot of friends I'm friends with on the Twitter, I found out some things about him. He was an NWA Florida champion. He was a CWA champion. And one of the big things is he advocated for equal pay for, like, Black wrestlers and like the women and like rights for wrestlers.
He's got my vote.
He's got my vote. And no, like, so like reading about that and like seeing how he advocated for all of that was really cool. And he was, I guess, Dusty's mentor.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the time frame from what I was reading, it seemed correct.
Okay. Dang, yeah, imagine mentoring the American dream.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy. And, you know, just like, that's, imagine if he didn't advocate equal pay and equal rights for wrestlers.
Just no one else would. I mean, that's probably.
Nobody else would. And where would we be now? A lot of our faves would not be in the business. This might be a question for Will, but why are so many Express tag teams.
Rock and Roll Express.
U.S. Express.
U.S. Express. Polar Express.
I'm a Polar Express. Also, fuck TikTok for taking off, like, half of the songs that I love, including the Polar Express
song. TikTok's going away, bro. They're gonna...
No, it's not gonna go away. Don't put that evil out there, ma'am. I need TikTok, something so
I really don't care. I don't do TikTok, so...
Oh, it's...
I do fun. Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, all right? That's where I get my short-form content entertainment.
Fair. Whoops. Fair. Whoa.
TikTok found me, and they're like...
Because you talk shit. It said, oh, no. Oh, Midnight Express. That's also another one. True.
I gotta move my mic. I'm gonna probably have to start moving my mic, like, lower or something. So that way... Because that's what happens. It focuses on my mic, and I'm like, no,
it's like, this is the person. Yeah. But yeah, mine just did, like, my light kind of went...
Sorry. TikTok heard me, man, and they were like, "We're gonna."
They did.
Like, I'm gonna ban you. My bad.
About to get unfriended. Her camera's about to go off. It's gonna be crazy.
I'm gonna just get booted by TikTok, bro. They're watching me.
Last two things that I have officially announced: SummerSlam, August 3rd, will be in the land of Cleveland, Ohio.
You're not too far from Cleveland.
I'm about 2-ish hours. Allison's really trying to trying to get me to go. But we're going to have to see where the money is.
That's fair, but at least it's like a doable travel, you know?
I wouldn't have to fly again, which is like a big plus.
Yeah, that is true. Like, for example, GCW's coming to Albuquerque. So I'm like, it's not exactly El Paso, but only 4 hours? That's not bad.
That's not terrible.
We're talking about, not me and my dad, sorry dad, but like me and some of the PWO guys, we're talking about like, yeah, maybe we should go.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I hope, unless it's sold out. I didn't even check.
Well, hopefully it's not sold out, but yeah, so SummerSlam, Cleveland, a lot of people are expecting Alexa Bliss possibly to make an appearance, and she is from Ohio. So we'll see. Like, Miz is from Cleveland. Logan Paul is from Cleveland. Johnny Gargano is from Cleveland. So there's quite a few people who should be on the card, you know, that kind of thing. We'll see. Midnight Express sounds like a booty call. They'll call it over soon. And the last thing, much like CM Punk starting Rampage the night before SummerSlam.
Oh, yes.
Mercedes Moné is now All Elite. Now, this is where I got beat. I told Savannah before the show started, I got beat.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Not specifically with Mercedes or AEW, because I'm sitting here in this seat, as I am, watching my TV that's behind me, because
yeah,
I like to lounge and things.
Yeah, I see.
Have on Dynamite, CEO chance there, whatever. Music plays, Mercedes comes out. Looks great, by the way. She looks phenomenal. Those boots, killer. I loved them. Gorgeous. 10 out of 10. The hair, awesome. She starts doing a little bit of a promo. I hear 2 minutes of this promo, and then my internet shuts off.
Oh, I saw you complaining about it on Twitter, yeah.
TV froze. No internet. No nothing. So all I see is Mercedes just like on my screen, like looking towards like the ramp. My internet did not come back on until 10:30.
Oh,
I missed the entirety of Dynamite.
Wow.
So Xfinity, we got problems.
Dang, Katie's coming for y'all.
Yeah. Shit's ridiculous.
Wait, Matt says. That says to wait. What are we waiting for?
I don't know.
I don't know, but we're waiting.
I'm waiting.
We've been put on hold by Matt.
This is the beef. I got beef with my internet provider / TV provider. Xfinity. I wish I had the JDF Memorial soundboard. Like, fucking... bring your ass here, boy. Like, bullshit. I was pissed. I was so annoyed. I was like, really? I just wanted to enjoy something. It's been, like, fucking up a lot recently, so, like, I gotta figure some shit out. So, that's why I got beef. I don't even know what really fully happened. I didn't get to see Wardlow Joe, and I'm a little pissed about that. I didn't get to see Willow Rio. I mean, like, I got to see, like, shit here and there on Twitter, because, like, I can still
they main evented, but obviously, I knew why when they were like, your main event is, like, and then I saw the women coming out, I was like, oh, I know why. The Mercedes is gonna come out or something, exactly. Which is, like, which, again, like you said, nothing against Mercedes, there's nothing against her at all. I mean, obviously, it's kind of like CM Punk, you know, this is her big debut in her hometown, obviously, she's gonna, you know, show up multiple times. My thing is that why did it have to take for such a big debut for letting the ladies main event? Like, come on now. Like, they should be main eventing regardless or despite their being.
No, I know. Oh.
But I guess, I guess beggars can't be choosers, but still, I'm just like, why can't we get more main events without having, you know, the top, a top name like Mercedes, you know, having to be there, you know?
Exactly. What? But we'll probably get more into Dynamax. I'm assuming Savannah's picks. She got some from Dynamite. So we'll get there. No way. I know. Great. No.
No way.
Did you have any news rumors you wanted to throw out there?
Nope. I've been enjoying my break. Like, again, and then a lot of them were, like, again, Hall of Fame inductions and stuff. Like, stuff that I... Or actually, yes, I'm surprised you didn't bring this up. CJ Perry, formerly known as Lana, and Miro, formerly known as Rusev, they're getting divorced. I'm like, oh, I don't know what the tea is there, but I just saw it. I was like, no freaking way.
So, like, I write when I find something out, I write it in my notebook for this show, and then I write it on a notepad or post-it notes for Smackdown Raw, because I do the news rumors there. I wrote that for theirs, didn't write it for ours. Completely forgot.
You're welcome. But yeah, I was like, I remember something big, pretty, like, something kind of big happened. So I was like, wait.
Yeah, they.
I'm nosy, okay? So I'm like, I wonder what happened. Obviously, no one owes us an explanation. Neither of them do. This should, whatever is happening, should be handled privately, which I hope it is.
From what I saw, she said they're still friends. So that's good.
Sometimes shit doesn't work out, I guess, but
yeah.
Like, take it from a child of divorce. It could be anything.
Exactly. Fair. Fair points being made. We don't know what happened. We saw a little bit of pieces on Total Divas, but, like, that's scripted shit, like, for the most part.
And even then, like, they didn't really have conflict on social media, on Total Divas.
On social media. Well, social media too. Like,
I miss Total Divas. I miss. I wish they would bring it back, like, one more season. Like,
I know
we've talked about who we would have as our, like,
guest. If you can find what episode we talked about it on, I'll give you a sticker.
Yay!
Good luck. Yeah, I completely. I didn't write that down. Damn, that's crazy. I remember writing it over here. Wait, did I? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fun.
Did anything else happen?
I don't know.
I don't think so. If not, we'll get to it next week.
Yeah, listen, I do my best, guys. I keep my eyes and ears peeled as best I can. Sometimes I miss shit. Work. I do what I do. I do what I can. If there's nothing else, we're going to surf right along here to today in women's wrestling history. Today being Pi Day 314.
I have a better day on my lower thirds. If you watch SpongeBob,
yes,
it's March 14th. Crabs
fries.
The day that crabs
fries. Oh, I like just saw that on Twitter a few minutes ago, like before we started the show.
I have two relatives, like one of my cousins, and then my cousin's wife. So I guess technically my cousin too. That have a birthday today. I'm like, dude, what a day to have your birthday. The day that crabs fries.
Can you imagine? Pie day. The day that crabs fries. Which, like, crab fries? Let's talk about it. Delicious.
I've never had crab fries, but I've seen crabs fries.
It's all come together.
Yeah.
But we had... I didn't write the year. God damn it. NXT. I'm assuming this was last year. No, this was... Wait, math, hold on.
Math.
This was last year.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, oh well. We had three women's matches on NXT. Shout out to NXT. Zoe Stark defeating Sol Ruka, who came back a few weeks ago, and that's all I needed. We had Alba Fire and Islet on the Unholy Union, my witches, defeating Ivy Nile, my Pipple, and Tatum Paxley, and the team of the ninjas, the ninja part.
Time change of sex, part. Disco party, whatever you call it.
Exactly. See, you get there. You got
it. Yeah. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
She knows what she's talking about. Come on.
Obviously.
And then we had Gigi Dolan defeating Kiana James.
Okay.
Gigi. 1, 2, 3, four of those people in all of those matches are still in NXT.
Which is... Gang, gang. I was going to say, I was like, I know people still see NXT as like a development. I don't think so. Like,
which is
it's just a third show. It is the official like brand split. That is what the brand split should be like.
Main roster NXT.
Not even main roster, because it's just like, again, instead of Raw and SmackDown, what we expect from Raw and SmackDown is what we get from Raw, SmackDown, and NXT.
Listen.
The complete, like, two completely different things.
NXT is a soap opera, and this isn't in my picks, but I just need to, like...
Okay.
So, Chuck Williams and Lash Legend...
Oh, I saw the video. I saw the clip. Yeah.
Bro, I was like, this is the hottest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. This is gorgeous. Like, I was like, this is straight up out of... Both.
I ask you this a lot, but I mean, I have to.
It's the same thing every time. What is this? Random Rick Reviews, Triple R. Sup, wrestling fans who travel say, yo, what's up? Hello. Thanks for stopping in. But like, dude, I was like, no way. Because I think there are a couple in real life. So.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Aww. Mm-hmm.
Aww. I was just like, I was screaming. Like that's for me. That's for the people who love and love to see that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm calm. But my dear, my darling. Wrestlers of the week. You get to go first. I wonder who your team is.
I have two tag teams actually. All right.
Okay.
It's more than one. It's more than one.
Okay.
There was a not obvious choice. The not obvious choice, I'm giving it to the Kabuki Warriors, you know, won their match. Love me the Kabuki Warriors. Love me Asuka. Love me Kairi Sane. It's good to have them back. I know for a while people were like, oh my god, they need to drop the titles. But then Kairi Sane left and we all missed the Kabuki Warriors. Let's be real.
Exactly. So, usually how it works.
Yeah. So it's always good to see them. Both women are freaking amazing wrestlers as a tag team and singles. So they're, of course, I'm going to give it to them. And then, of course, oh, I wonder who it is. Oh my god.
Dude, crazy. I never had no idea.
Goodness. The Kenny Omega replacement. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Movies. I'm telling him you said that. DMing him right now.
Don't DM him. He's going to be like, who?
Who the fuck is this? I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to give it to the elite, as in the Young Bucks, which, in case you're wondering, which elite, because they've had many renovations and remodels, and the elite containing the Young Bucks and Kazuchika Okada. Really good match. They won. It was Matthew Ron John's birthday because, according to Nicholas, you have to say his damn passport name or else you're going to get fined. Even though their passport name isn't freaking Jackson, it's Massey, yeah. But I get it. So they won the match. It was Matthew's birthday. Kazuchika Okada made what's his name, Alex Marvez, right? Yeah, saying happy birthday to him. Freaking hilarious. Love to see it. So yeah, those are also my picks.
Of course, nobody. Raise your hand if you're surprised. Fan of Paige Youngbook has a team.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, hand down. What up, Jaylan? Shout out the man, the myth, the legend. All the music you hear on this channel, this guy,
the musical Jaylan mastermind.
Mad scientist of music, come on.
Yes.
You guys fucking dope. You have a podcast, you need music, that's the man you hit him up. Come on now.
He got you.
We have like 18 shows. He hooked us up.
With all of them.
Oh, great. Each have their own je ne sais quoi. Oh, yeah. Bet y'all didn't know I spoke French. Not a lot. Anyways, my tag team. So even though I didn't see the match. This is on Dynamite. But the team itself, and I'm assuming shenanigans ensued after the fact, but the team of Penta El Cero Miedo, Eddie Kingston, and The Bastard. Tupac, Pac-Man. Yeah, exactly. I didn't see the match. I saw that. I was excited for that too, you know? And like, that's some bullshit.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm
watching it tomorrow.
I was driving home, so I missed like the first like 25 minutes of Dynamite because I was driving home. And yeah. I pulled up to my driveway. Thank goodness I had my backpack on me with like my iPad and stuff. And my friend's like, the Elite is on. I'm like, oh shit, okay. So I freaking pull out my freaking iPad and I put it on in my, I'm watching like the, like until picture in picture, I'm watching in my driveway. I will say though, I do like the Bucks entrance, like the Elite's entrance. Matt does like the coin flip. Like he flips the coin and then when it drops on the ground, they sync it with the coin drop.
It is pretty slick. I
do like that, but yeah.
Cool. But yeah, that's my tag team, even though
you don't need to watch the match, you know it's already a banger and they did great. So
Like those are three people that I love. I've been waiting. See, and that's some bullshit because I've been waiting for the Bastard to come back. That's not fair.
I mean it. That's insane.
My computer combusts because I keep talking about it.
I know, right? First I talk about TikTok, then you talk about Xfinity. Something's going to happen. We're just going to get shut down. We're going to get banned.
Something's going to happen. It's not going to be fun for anybody.
Yeah.
But my dear, your finale.
I have two finales. The main event of Dynamite. You know, I wish we'd get more finales main eventing. So I'm going to give it to Willow Nightingale and Riho. Put on a pretty good match for the main event. Close out the show. Again, nothing against Mercedes. I get it was her debut. It was a big debut. They literally got kind of like with the first dance. They made a whole separate, like, they made it its own show. This own little genre for her, which I get it. You know, in Boss with the $2 sign. Stun, Boston. I like that. Pretty cool. Yeah. But, yeah, I wish they wouldn't have to be a big debut in order for the women to main event. Like, please, Tony, come on now. Do better.
Do better. He won't, but, like, do better.
I doesn't mean I don't have to tell him. Also, come back to El Paso. Do better. I'm still going to bitch about it until it happens, all right? Like,
I don't blame you. That's completely valid, completely reasonable. I understand.
Again, I should just keep tweeting to Tony Khan about how WWE always comes to El Paso. Not always, but they do come more often. Like, even if it's just live events, but still.
Yeah,
still
you gotta lure them in with bait.
WWE, you know, always comes to El Paso.
Well,
and they do like, sell out crowds.
WWE comes to El Paso every single year, and like they sell out.
No, they do, and sometimes it's more than once a year. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Come on now.
Tweet at them.
Like, yeah, and it's just for live shows, but dude, these freaking crowds, like they do the bigger venue, which is the freaking basketball arena for my university. That's the bigger venue as opposed to where they had Dynamite, which is at the County Coliseum. It's a bigger venue and they freaking sell out. It's a packed house. Mm. So I'm thinking, and that's just for a live event. So I'm thinking, dude, we like El Paso, believe it or not, is a wrestling city. All right.
I don't believe you.
It is. I know obviously I'm being sarcastic, but like if you really don't believe it, it actually is. Like I need to start posting videos, like even just from my cell phone. Like these local shows that I freaking work at. These freaking crowds, dude, no less than like 200 people, you know, at the best day, you know, on our best days, we get like maybe 200.
Yeah.
Dude, you would think that there's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there, as vocal and loud the crowd is. Like, come on now. I'll make a PowerPoint, Tony, if I got to, all right? Like, I'll make you a fucking PowerPoint and be like, bitch, after every slide. Bitch.
Just like. Yeah. It's like spot, like the hidden Mickeys. Find the hidden bitch.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, actually. Somebody do that in your, like, corporate presentations. Do that for funsies. Send me a video.
I have a presentation for school on Monday.
No. You need to pass your classes.
I know. Especially because it's the last semester. I can't screw around.
Exactly. No. Maybe next time, but no.
Katie said no.
Yeah. Okay, Katie said no, guys. So. My pick, brought her up in today in Women's Wrestling History, Gigi Dolin. Now, Gigi may have technically got the loss against Ariana Grace. But what a fun match it was. Like, Ariana Grace, the Beauty Queen, both women hit low blows on each other. So funny. People were like, is that considered a DQ? And it's then the question of like, oh, like, does that even hurt for women? Yeah, bro, the fuck it does. Come on now. Shit hurts.
Just because there's nothing there doesn't mean like it don't hurt. Like,
exactly. So like the whole discourse, because men are dumb, and just it was so funny to watch, like in like live, and just be like Gigi's face when she realized she got DQ'd for that. I was it was fun. It was a fun little time. Nice little shenanigans ensuing, you know? Yeah. Good times all around.
We like shenanigans.
We love shenanigans. You know what else we love? You to tell us your manzas.
Okay, I have two. Okay. One of them is a Samoan named Joe. Sorry, I know you love War Daddy, but Samoa Joe retained his title.
I knew he wasn't going to win.
But it was still a good match. I you know? But yeah, I love me Samoa Joe. Love him. I'm liking his title run so far. Honestly, I can't. Okay, maybe Swerve. You know, it seems like that's kind of the direction they're pushing. But like, I really like, as of now, I'm like, who the fuck is going to beat this guy? So, but yeah. I also love that they, like, you know, someone, you know, as an AEW made Samoa Joe world champion. And no, because he was never a world champion on the main roster in WWE, mm-hmm. which is big unfortunate. But whatever, he's a world champion now, and that's what matters, as he should be. Love me, mm-hmm. Samoa Joe. Second one, a little more like as a personal choice, not as like a professional. But they seriously had potentially Darby Allin's last match, and he not only loses, but the dude gets brutally attacked after his match. I'm like, dude, if the dude freaking doesn't make it back from Mount Everest, AEW, y'all fucked up, like, bad. Like, you could have had him win.
Damn, they made him lose. That's crazy.
He lost in his possibly final match. Listen, and again, that's why I said fucked. It was more like a personal choice, because, dude, I'm not like, you know, the way I am like with Kenny and stuff and with Darby Allin, but it still really worries me, like, about him going to Mount Everest. Like, again, I've seen the stories and the fact that there's still bodies on the freaking mountain, like, and that people
don't. We talked about it last week.
I'm still worried. I'm very worried.
Understandably so.
I don't know the exact day he makes his climb, but
March 27th.
Oh my God, freaking Darby. I'm so worried. So, yeah. He's like, still my pick because, you know what, he won in my book, you know, as he should have. It was possibly his last match.
That's actually kind of wild that they said, hey, Darby, we know you're about to go do this most dangerous thing alive.
You want to climb the mountain? We're going to push you off ours. You're at the top of the mountain with Sting, and we're going to push you off ours so you can go climb this one.
They said, you might get a W climbing Mount Everest, but we giving you this fucking L, bitch. Sit down.
Yeah. No, I'm so worried, but I hope...
Listen, his back is just held together by,
and that is again. Everybody. And he's getting attacked and stuff after his match, like, you know, a couple weeks before he has to go make this climb. I'm like,
2 weeks.
Two weeks,
guys.
Oh my God. Okay, and just I don't know. I'm like, and he's just really like, maybe on the inside, maybe there's a part of him on the inside that's kind of scared himself, but the way he's presenting it. Is like, yeah, if I die, I die. And I'm like, dude, like,
I mean, yeah, there's probably a part of him that's very much just like, well, shit, this very well could be like the end of my life.
I don't know. I will say, Darby, I know you'll probably never see this, but you are very brave for, you know, taking on such a challenge. I know he's always been fearless. He always is. I mean, dude, the fucking table spot at Revolution. I mean, the glass Jesus. Table. Yeah. So, dude's fearless, but this is, like, a whole other level of fearless. Like, this is insane, and I just
this
hope
is a whole new
it.
World. Cue the Aladdin song.
I just hope he makes it back, though. I just hope he makes it back. I really hope and pray he does. Like, please be safe, Darby.
Very fair. We'll find out in 2 weeks for the...
Because how long does it take, though?
Oh, that I don't know.
Because it's not even just about climbing up. People will make it to the summit. It's coming back down, but it's also a challenge. Like, you got to make it back down. So
I want to say it.
Let me. Okay, I'm going to Google it really quick.
I gonna say, you Google it. I'll say my picks.
Yeah, go ahead.
The person who should have won the gauntlet should be facing Gunther at WrestleMania.
I know. Chad Gable. I saw, like, nothing against Sami Zayn, but...
And Sammy's like, oh, I thought a bunch of people loved me. And after the match, people were upset. Yeah, because Chad Gable's story is compelling and makes more sense.
He needs to finish his story.
Chad Gable needs to finish his story, damn it. That's all I need. I was so upset. I was like, no way. I sat here flabbergasted after Sammy won. Chad Gable should just fight his way into that match and make it a triple threat. I don't even
care. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Maybe. Fingers crossed. Did you find it?
It says the hike typically lasts 9 to 12 days, allowing adventurers to gradually adapt to the increasing altitude.
Okay, so if he starts March 27th. Let's math here.
Okay, here it is. How long does it take to climb Mount Everest and come down? It says 19 days of a round trip. Oh my god. From like the summit to base camp, like going.
So you said what, 19?
About 19, yeah.
So around like April 12th through like the 15th, 16th is when
we should know. Right before my birthday. Like, Darby, please don't die for my birthday. Like, that's what I want for my birthday from you, Darby. I want you to live.
I feel like that's a good gift. Good wish.
That is a good
so we will worry. Find out that
I'm very nervous. I'm so nervous.
I don't have words. It's a fucking it's crazy is what it is. Excuse me. Are you ready for the question of the week, my dear?
Yes. Let's get my mind off Darby and
this is gonna be a fun one.
Okay.
Again, I don't know if we've done this. If we have.
Oh well, we're different now.
We're different people.
We're so different.
We're so different. It's crazy. Look around. Nah, yeah, we're different. So, it's Women's Month. If I haven't said that enough already, guys.
Just a reminder.
If you know a woman, Venmo or Cash App or $20. Just for being a woman. If you want mine, DM me and I'll tell you. Because I'll never turn it up. There has only been one all women's pay-per-view in WWE.
Bullshit.
Evolution. It's 100% bullshit. So, what we're going to do is we're going to create Evolution 2.
I think we have done this, but can we make it like. I don't even know how.
I don't remember how we did it.
Yeah.
So, what I'm thinking is 6 matches total. You book 3, I book 3.
Okay, and here's the thing. I don't know if we did this the last time. I want to say we did not.
Okay.
But can we please make it like Evolution World Tour, as in anyone is up for grabs, any company, any promotion? Please.
I was going to say keep it WWE.
Okay, I'll try.
Or because, I mean, think about it. The roster itself between that all is the true. Women is big enough. That they that could and should true. Do it.
But could we do us. Like retired like WWE wrestlers? Like they're not like active anywhere else, but they're retired, you know?
Yeah. So I have 6 matches and then all WWE women and legends.
Okay. All right. Sounds yeah. good. I like that.
Okay. So do you want like time to like I don't have any off the top of my head.
You do or you don't?
I don't. I have like the startings of one. But I need to, like, break it down. Because whoever we pick, like, they can't be in other matches.
That is very true. Okay.
So I'm going to try and, like, and I'm going to utilize a lot of, like, NXT women, too. Since you don't watch it as much. So, to make it a little easier on you.
Yes. Por favor.
I got you. All right. So, let me think here. Anyone has suggestions on matches you want to see, and these can just be like it doesn't even have to be any type of feud. It can just be matches like dream matches, shit you want to see, like when we were supposed to get like Trish, like when we got like Trish and Lita and Nikki and everyone in that match. So I need to think. gonna like write some ideas down. I would
love to see AJ Lee with some one of like the new girls, like Io or something, like or Dakota Kai or even Tegan Knox. Like,
okay. So, if you had to decide one of them,
since she's currently the, hold on.
Okay. I did write AJ Lee's name down.
I was gonna say Io, but then that made me think about like how she was with Bailey, but then that also made me think like it would be cool to kind of see some sort of like four horsewomen thing. But Mercedes is no longer with the WWE, but mm-hmm. it would be like, because you know, I feel like the four horsewomen is not maybe somewhere where AJ belongs, but she was a better fit than the divas. You know, she was total anti-diva, you know, she was really outspoken about that. So I feel like the horsewomen would have been a better fit, so it'd be cool to put her against someone. But you know what? I'll still go with Io Sky.
Okay. AJ Lee versus Io Sky. Now, in this world, is Io still champion and is the title on the line?
Yes, yes to both, because technically she has not lost it yet. So
is hers the...
It's the women's champion, not the heavyweight champion or world champion.
Okay.
So Io's just women's champion, and then Rhea is world champion, women's world champion.
Okay, women's champion. Okay, because I can never remember which one's which. I just know Rhea has a beautiful belt and is beautiful. Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's write
those down.
I'm trying to look at the roster.
I'm trying to just, like, think. Because, like, obviously there'll be, like, some type of battle royal, so, like, everyone who's not on the card will be involved.
Yeah.
That's a given. So, like, 7 matches total.
I want to make a match with Tiffany Stratton. I just don't know against who.
Okay. I will write her down.
Maybe, like, a legend. You know, maybe that's... I think most of my dream matches are, like, current with former, you know?
Okay.
So, I don't know if I want it to be Trish or maybe even... even Beth Phoenix. That'd be pretty cool. Or even, like, you know, because, you know, Tiffy's, like, we talk about, oh, Tiffy's like a Barbie, and then made me think of Kelly Kelly. So, that'd be pretty cool, too.
Okay. I like
that. Or we could have Tiffy and Kelly as a tag team. You know what? Yeah, let's do that. Tiffy, Tiff Time, and Kelly Kelly.
Okay. Verse who?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Would you want to do, like, the same kind of pairing, like a current and then, like, a legend?
Yeah, let's try that. Maybe, okay.
Say, if you think of, like, the current, I can try and help you think of, like, a legend. To, like, kind of fit their vibe.
Yeah. Let me look at the roster.
Oh, Matt also said AJ Lee and Roxanne would also be... AJ Lee versus anybody. AJ Lee versus any of her kids.
I know, right?
So AJ Lee versus Roxanne, maybe, AJ Lee versus Cora Jade.
Maybe Liv Morgan? Love as current?
Okay. And?
Liv Morgan, and I'm trying to think, like, along her, like, trying to think of Liv's vibe and trying to put that into...
I mean... You could do Lita. You could do... I'm trying to think. You do, like, Eve Torres. You could do... Like, Eve looking up at the sky. Like, I know the answers. Oh, Matt suggests Shotzi and Lita as a tag team against Tiffy.
Ooh, I like that better, yes. I'm taking your idea, Matt. Put that down.
I'm ready to...
Very, like, opposite.
Oh, 100% opposite. All right, so you get one more match.
One more match. Okay.
And then I still have mine. I've been, like, trying to think.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Have we seen Trinity versus Bianca?
I don't recall. Trin and Bianca?
Yeah.
Not one-on-one, no.
That would be pretty interesting, but I don't know if I want that to be my pick since I do only have one more left.
Okay, so keep it on the back burner.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think. Oh, damn it, we can't book them twice. I was going to say Rhea and Lita. It's okay.
You got this.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. that's cool.
Trying to think. Because, again, I'm trying to get my NXT girlies involved.
Wait, no, we won't. We never got Beth Phoenix in Rhea one-on-one.
No, we didn't. No, just in mixed. Also a good match. You have two pretty solid matches.
I'm trying to look at names, that's why.
Now you're good, you're good. I kind of sprung this on you, but...
Gets the juices flowing.
Exactly. Because I'm still trying to think of mine. I have one of mine, but I'll wait.
Okay.
Because you might say it, so then that might fuck me up.
Oh, okay. I'm like...
So that's why I'm gonna like just write
it down. Okay, so I have a legend. I just want to try and put her against. No, okay, I don't want to take Rhea from you because I feel like you would have someone for Rhea. No,
I have an idea.
Okay, then yeah, I'm not gonna take because Rhea is she's yo girl, so I'm not gonna.
That's my baby daddy right there, Rhea.
Yeah. So I'm just like I can't do that. I can't do that to you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm trying to book Melina. I'm like, who should I put her against?
Melina versus Trinity.
You know what? I like that. I'll go with that. Melina versus Trinity.
All right. I'm sorry, Naomi, but whatever. I'm writing Trinity.
I told Diva she was Trinity, so whatever.
I know. I'm just we were calling her Trin for so long. Like I'm just used to it again. Okay, so my first. Oh, hold on. Wait, that's for. World. For Mommy's title, Rhea Ripley is going to take on Victoria.
Okay, all right.
What I would give to see that match live. See that match in general. Somebody fucking book it for fuck's sake.
Would be dope.
I would go. I would have to go to the show if I saw.
Like,
that
no matter where it is,
I'd have to. I would have to get a passport if necessary.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's Rhea Ripley
and Victoria.
All right, so that's and it's Victoria for Hall of Fame, by the way. So like that was a given. That one I had cooking for a while, and I was hoping you wouldn't say Victoria for anything. I was like, oh thank God.
I kind of assumed that you would have one or both. Maybe not in the same match, but in some.
I'm predictable. What can I say? It's fine. So I have two more. I want to get like another like maybe tag or like a triple threat maybe.
All of CM Punk's kids, bro. Winner gets CM Punk's love. I don't know. CM Punk on a pool match. I don't know.
CM Punk on a pool match. That's crazy.
Roxanne versus Cora Jade. And who else has he visited? There was someone else. That like CM Punk's like.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm gonna look at dude's Instagram or someone's Instagram.
I'd say I know he went to see Cora with Roxanne after Cora fucked up her leg again.
Yeah, but I could have sworn there was someone else.
Okay,
I'm surprised I didn't book Candice LeRae. I'm disappointed in myself, but.
Hold on, I have an idea cooking. I'm going to write it down and see if it makes sense in my head.
Phew.
Bless you.
Oh, Indy Hartwell, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
So, Indy versus Cora versus Roxanne, CM Punk on a pole match.
CM Punk on a pole match. AJ Lee comes back as the special guest ref.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I feel like that could be a fun match. Hold on, let me put that on.
Winner also gets a free ice cream bar.
Free ice cream bar and Mindy's muffins. All right, I have a triple threat.
Okay.
You brought up Candace, so I'm going to throw Candace in here because Candace deserves the love and respect.
Yes.
Candace versus Liv versus Lyra for the NXT Women's title. Okay. All tiny, all really good, all a little crazy, a little cuckoo bananas.
That'd be so cute. But like, it's like the song Sweet But Psycho. Like, holy shit.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, now I need one more match.
There's just so many women we haven't booked. Like, I'm surprised they didn't book Becky. I'm surprised they didn't book Bianca. It's just, again, so for only like.
And again, the rest of the women, y'all get the battle royal. Okay, you get to be on the card. Don't worry. Even if we have to make two battle royals. Well, originally my plan was do like a Survivor Series type match with like maybe not 5-on-5, but like. Or 5-on-5-on-5, maybe.
The ultimate gauntlet, just the whole pay-per-view.
It's just one continuous match after another. Yeah. That'd be crazy. No, you know what? I will do a 5-on-5.
Okay. All right.
Now I just gotta think of who the fuck's gonna be in this. All right, let me cook for a second. Let me cook.
Ooh, okay. Well, I already have one. This is your match. I can't be...
Okay, her for sure, she needs to be there.
I'll just wait, because, yeah, I already booked my matches. So I'm just weird.
It's like, part of me wants to pull up the roster, and then part of me is just like, no, I don't need to, because, like, I know people on the show.
I just, my mind goes blank, so I have to pull up the roster. I'm just like, I know all these people. I just can't name them right now.
No, I get that, 100%. Who else am I going to put on this team? I kind of have like an idea of what I'm going for one of these teams. Like a theme. 1, 2, 3. I need 2 more for that one and then 5 for the other.
Okay.
Who else?
Just going to wait.
I'm just like, I can like picture the roster in my head, so I'm kind of just like scanning. Who else? No, she's already in the match. No, I don't want to put her in. She'll be on this team.
Just like waiting. I'm like, so much cue elevator music.
I know. It's because I wanted to make it big, you know? Do, do, do. God, I didn't do like 5-on-5-on-5. That would have taken me forever.
Can I do Jeopardy music?
I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can copyright for that.
Oh, like if I sing it, would be all right.
Oh, no, yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Because I don't want to risk getting copyrighted, so I just meant also, I just didn't want to like you. I didn't want to be a distraction either to you.
No, you're good.
She needs to be there. You know what would be a dope 5-on-5, but like we could wait till, even though it's in November, we could wait till Survivor Series, right? Legends versus NXT.
Ooh, that'd be crazy cool. It'd be so fun. Yeah.
Especially if you think of like Legends, because it's fantasy booking. Legends in their prime.
Exactly. All right, so I have three left for the other team.
Also, Katie, I can't find confetti eggs anywhere, so I might just have to send you one of these old ones. I just thought of that. I see these, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I still haven't found any for Katie. Maybe Walgreens? I could probably check Walgreens, but they're expensive at Walgreens.
That's okay. No, it's okay. If you can't find one, that's it's quite all right.
I still want to try them.
Hold on, making an adjustment. I need one more. I hope the people listening and watching this are enjoying this.
Yeah, I know, right? I hope.
It's been like 2 solid minutes of this. I'm so sorry, guys.
I don't know if I can.
She's in a match. Shit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. I have it.
Oh.
Enough of the goddamn music. I got this. Okay. Okay. So I tried to like. I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to do. I was trying to cook. I don't even know if I cooked.
Let's see.
Y'all let me know if I cooked. So, in a 5-on-5 elimination tag match, because I love why not?
See, I would just say really quick, like you know, 12 men, 10 men, whatever, molds, like, you know, tag matches.
Yeah.
I think work a lot better if they're elimination tag matches. Like, if it's just like a 12-on-12, you're like, or not 12-on-12, but like 6-on-6. You're like, really? Yeah. Like, you need 6 people on one freaking team. But if it's an elimination, I just feel like it's better.
Exactly.
But go on, Katie. So, Cook.
Team 1.
All right.
Ivy Nile.
Okay.
Bianca Belair.
Ooh, okay.
Shayna Baszler.
Damn.
Beth Phoenix.
Okay, and Katie.
Jade Cargill.
Dude, that is one dominant ass team. I would be scared.
Strong as women's. You know what I'm saying? Strong women's.
Dude. Okay, so who are you gonna put up against? Who are you gonna put up against them then?
Well, Roxanne Perez.
Okay.
Eve Torres. Bailey.
Alright.
Bex. And the deserve she respects, I'm gonna throw Meechin in there.
You know, so yeah, fair.
We have strength versus speed and strategy and
almost
agility.
Like all around, yeah.
Yeah. So
I like that. Ooh.
Let me
that
know.
That is cooking.
Did I cook?
No, you did cook. That's freaking ooh.
Let's go. Oh man. Well, I feel like that's a perfect way. Oh wait, oh I'm sorry. Let me read the whole card for Evolution 2.
Yeah, I was like, dang, we don't get to see the card.
Huh. You guys want to see. All right. So, in no particular order, because we're not the bookers, so we don't know what's going to matter.
We're not bookers of the year.
We're not bookers of the year. So, I'll work backwards. I'll do mine first. So, again, 5-on-5. Bianca, Shayna, Beth, Jade, Ivy Nile, taking on Roxanne, Eve Torres, Bailey, Becky, Meechin. For a triple threat NXT Women's Championship, Candice LeRae, Lyra Valkyria, Liv Morgan. And then, for the Women's World title, Mommy, Rhea Ripley taking on Victoria. Ugh, bruh.
Solid match,
right? Then we got Trinity versus Melina. Tiffy Time and Kelly versus Shotzi and Lita.
That's it.
And then for the women's title, AJ Lee versus Io Sky.
I feel like they could cook up something nice.
I feel like this whole card would cook. Someone give us the pen.
Give me whatever.
I need it. It's also it's pink by the way, so, because women. Well, it's not that type of pen, but
no,
that type of pen. But I think we had a successful Evolution 2 card. You know, because can't be too long. Because you know.
Yeah, you don't want so many matches. You give enough proper time to all the matches that you do have.
Yeah, exactly. Which and like is honestly, Battle Royale be involved as well.
Yeah, and also that's why I'm such like one of the things I really loved, especially NXT back then, like 5 matches, mm-hmm. and you're or even sometimes 4, and you're like, how? What are they gonna do with 4 matches? And do they freaking blow every single match? Blows you away, and then you are like, oh shit, we got another match, and then it blows you away.
Like, exactly.
You are getting your money's worth at NXT TakeOvers.
100%. And that's why I chose six, because I was like, you get three, I get three. It's even. It's fair. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. Because, you know, we're about fairness. We're about equality over here. You know what I'm saying? But thank you guys so much for watching, hanging out with us, all that fun stuff. Savannah, tell people where they can find you and if you'll be working on anything.
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter, but mostly Instagram at Y2Garcia _. There's no underscore. It's not me. That mistake has been made. What I've been working on is just getting through this last semester. Not even that. Just getting through this last semester. Midterms are officially over since spring break is, you know, here or officially almost done. But still, that means I am half the semester left before I graduate. Not too long ago, I got my cap and gown and stuff. Big scary, not gonna lie. But I already have I have a cool idea, and it's actually not what we discussed when I talked about decorating my cap. Okay. I think you're on my close friends, Katie, so you saw my idea. I'm really hoping it works.
Oh, yeah. I did.
If it works, I mean, we'll see.
Al said you got this.
Thank you. But yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, once I'm done with school and I get a job and I kind of like Katie, where I can just kind of get a groove and like get a schedule, a consistent schedule, I can definitely start committing more stuff, like committing more, like, you know, getting stuff done here, because I don't have stupid homework to worry about.
She's gonna commit more crimes when she has a normal schedule.
Exactly.
And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, KateHarrison13, link to your about to get all things She Leads Showcase. Boom. Twitch.tv/She Leads Showcase. Boom. YouTube.com/She Leads Showcase. Boom. Patreon.com/She Leads Showcase. Boom. SheLeadsShowcase.com. Let's go. Get all the things. Is there another boom? No, not another boom.
Boom. Oh, okay. Boom.
Made it for the algorithm. Thank you, William.
Boom. Adam Cole, baby.
He's over there.
I miss him.
I love
so
him
much.
Pieces. Old Me too. Lady,
old devil.
He apparently had a story time too, and I miss it, and I'm mad. It's fine. I'm over it. Whatever. I'll watch it tomorrow. But thank you guys so much for watching, hanging out, all that fun stuff with us. If you want to see me talk Leprechaun movies on St. Patty's Day on Sunday,
okay. Get it.
We will be doing that. I will be drinking. It'll be a fun time. Because, you know, I'm Irish. So, as I do.
Are you going to do it in an accent?
No. Remember, we've tried me doing an accent for a show, and it did not go very well. So I can do bits and pieces.
Good attempt, though. It was a good attempt.
I tried. I can only do, like, bits and pieces. I wouldn't be able to do, like, a full show.
Well, if you could at least bring it a few times, I think that'll be much appreciated.
Oh, yeah. I'll sprinkle it in every once in a while.
Salt bay it in.
Salt bay it in every once in a while. Yeah, because why not? Funsies, you know? But until next time, bye-bye.